Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Hi, this is Ivana Gatewood.
Oh, hey Ivana, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks for asking. Yeah, I tried calling you a little earlier to see if you're there. I know you weren't at the office. Is this a good time for you to talk?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it looked like you had requested some information, you know, on our equipment finance working capital programs. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, reach out. We have some, let me see here. We have some information on file. I just want to confirm real quick, and then I'll answer any questions you might have over there. Okay, so the business name, is it your name, Ivana Lee Gatewood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the address we have on file is 208 McKinley, Bledsoe, Texas?
That has changed.
Okay. What,
or Lincoln in Bledsoe.
It's 40, I'm sorry, it cut out.
Our physical is 404-404.
Okay.
Lincoln, L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-L-N.
Okay. At, in Bledsoe still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Physical address to your mailing?
Yeah.
That's a P.O. box number. It's P.O. box.
Okay.
127.
All right. Okay. At, just P.O. box 127 at Bledsoe?
Yes.
Okay. And it's still the same zip code for both, 79314?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then, are you the 100% owner over there, Ivana?
No, my husband is also.
Oh, he's also? Okay, so it's 50-50?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. What exactly do you guys do over there?
My husband is a pumper. He works in the oil field.
Okay.
And I do all of his books.
Oh, nice. Okay. And you do all the books. All right. And how did he get, involved in the business, you guys? He's been doing his whole life, or?
He has been in it his whole life.
Okay.
I moved here from Oregon, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's been in it for 45 years.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, it looks like, you know, we have many programs available to you, and, you know, depending on your specific needs. So just let me know, you know, what you're looking to do, so I'll put you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, we were looking for some working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were looking at buying some land.
Okay.
And office space.
Some land and office space. Okay.
And we may be looking for some equipment and branching out.
Oh, great. Okay. So on the working capital side, we'll start with that first before you get the equipment. How much capital are you guys needing?
Well, what we were interested in before we would even do it, though, is what the interest rate is for that. And
right.
And yeah, what were you thinking for working capital, honey? What were you thinking? 25 for working cap, or for working capital is what he was thinking.
Okay. And so that is, that'll be able to set up the office as well as the land?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and with this, you know, office space and the growth, which is great, is this something, you know, do you guys have an idea? Is this going to create more business for you, or, more room for you to hire more employees? Or?
Well, we probably are going to stay small just because we can have some more quality control. And right. So if we do it, then we know, and we're really hands-on. So,
okay. Right.
So that's kind of what we were interested in, and then we might be, you know, like there are different aspects of the oil field, and we were thinking of, like, you know, maybe a backhoe or doing something like that.
Getting in on a remediation.
In a remediation end of it.
Okay, so you want looking to add on a backhoe? Do you guys already have backhoes on hand, or loaders, maybe skid steers?
No, we certainly have the connections to use them, but we don't have one on hand. No.
Okay, so with your business, just so I understand a little better, with the backhoes, so you guys are you doing pump work or?
No, it would be. Right now he goes out and checks on the oil wells for him and a lease operator. But okay. If they knew that he had a backhoe, he could do some of the cleanup work for them, because a lot of times tanks run over or pipes leak, that kind of a thing. And so if he had one, then they could go ahead and he could bill that out to them also. So
we're third-partying it.
Third-partying it, kind of.
Okay, no, that's great. That's
yeah.
A...
Yeah, he's third-partying it now, and so he was saying that maybe if I did it, then I could say I've got one, I could go ahead and do that for you.
Right, you might as well if you're out there. It makes sense. And with that, he checks, like, on the compressors or the pump checks out there?
Yes.
And, okay, that makes sense. Uh-huh. Cool. What, all over Texas, or do you stay pretty local?
No. Quite a bit. There's a lot of operators in Texas. So so he does a few in Texas, and then he does his big chunk is in New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
We live on the line. Yeah, we're go either way. So
yeah, I used to live out in Odessa a couple years back, and then I moved over to Austin area.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I love that area out there. Though, like, Austin area is beautiful.
Mm hmm. Yeah, we're in the panhandle, so we're a bit drier and windier.
Yeah, so you guys are you're closer to Odessa then, yeah.
Yeah, Lubbock is about 78 miles away, so.
Oh, okay, I got you. You guys are out there in the west. All right, that makes sense. So cool, so you kind of stay out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, that's good. With the backhoe, now with the backhoe, do you guys... Or does your husband have quotes available, or has he already picked out a piece?
No, we haven't even looked. We were going to do this kind of work first before we could even see if we could do it, that kind of a thing.
Right, and yeah, we definitely have those programs available. You know, it's good about us. We do equipment finance as well as the working capital. And on that, do you have, like, an estimated cost for the backhoe at all? Like, do you have an idea maybe how much you're willing to spend for it then?
He said between 45 and 50,000.
Okay, 45, 50,000. All righty, because we can always, you know, get the approval for you, and then without the quotes, and then we can circle back in, you know, obviously grab the quotes later. We can at least get you guys approved for that, so that way you can shop with confidence, you know, and see exactly what you'd be, your buying power. And so with the BACO, I mean, and the capital, when are you, you know, looking to bring the funds on for the capital and backhoe?
Like I said, it's whenever we can, we're just kind of like shopping to see if this is possible. So it's whenever it could, you know, happen. And if the interest rate is right, that kind of a thing.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And so, you know, with the equipment finance, I mean, how would you rate your guys' credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
Okay.
I think I checked score, and I was 799 a little while ago.
Okay, good. So yeah, you'll definitely, you know, qualify for our best programs. And what were sales like last year for you guys?
Just pumping was around 72,000.
72, okay. And then with just the pumping, what you had the other... Do you have another aspect of the business as well? I was just kind of confused with just the pumping.
Well, I work in the, I do all the office stuff when I'm home, and I work at the school. So I would do two jobs.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. I was just curious. Yeah, so if this, it would, these all go on the business, right? So that's your gross sales are 72,000?
Yes.
Okay. And how long you guys been in business over there?
Since
01.
Since 01. Okay. Yeah, so you've been in quite a while, 15 years. All right. And now, is there a bank you normally lean on for financing?
We usually go with Wells Fargo. But their interest rate is out astronomical.
Oh, really? For what they gave you guys?
Yeah, we kind of looked around and did the same thing with them, and it was, you know, it was way too much, I thought. So,
how much did they get you? Was this for the equipment or the capital?
Well, we just kind of threw some numbers out too. I think our numbers for working capital was a little bit higher, and their interest rate was like 10%, and so. And we have an account with them too, so.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of. Have you guys tried to get a line of credit with them?
Oh yeah, yeah. We can get it. We've got secured loans with them. We have some CDs and stuff with them.
Okay.
We just kind of are not happy with their service, I guess is what you could say.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And do you have any current working capital loans out?
No.
Anything like that? Okay. No loans. Alrighty. Okay. So yeah, kind of judging off what you told me so far, definitely with the BACO, I mean, we have really competitive on the equipment finance side and the working capital. Generally, terms for equipment finance programs are around 2 to 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Set up on monthly payments. Good credit and time of business is, a pretty big part of that as well as the approvals. But rates generally start in the low, mid single digits on up. Depending on that, the credit and the time, obviously we have the time of business, but they'll look at the financials. And then as far as the working capital, that is a sales, base loan. It's not heavily on credit. I mean, it's taken into consideration, but it is unsecured. And generally, with our programs, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. With yours, being around 72,000, I mean, we'd be looking at right around 10,000-11,000. Now, it could be more, it could be less. I mean, is there any, do you guys own any other businesses or anything like that?
No.
Okay. But that's definitely, I mean, that could be different because that's just a general range we're given. We can definitely, I could put it in the notes and see what the underwriters, can look or can do for you. But they would look at it'd be 6 months business bank statements because they evaluate the cash flow of the company. And then did you get an extension on the 2015 tax return?
No.
Okay, so you have it. All right, so then we just need the tax return, and it'd be a one-page application, and I can get you an answer by this week on exactly, what we could approve you for. And that would come with the rates and, the payments. Because with us, with the working capital program, there's multiple payment options available. We have monthly, weekly, and daily options. Depending on, what you guys really... Monthly is definitely qualifying, but it's... I can definitely put in the notes and put in there, especially your credit. You guys could probably qualify. So they'll be able to, after they get you guys approved, they would come back with numbers and have, everything in transparent and available for you to choose from.
Okay. Well, can my husband and I talk to you or talk about it? And then I have your number, but did you give us an area code?
That's it.
Oh, okay. 858.
Yeah, that's my direct line.
Okay.
And do you have I think I did have one on here. Let me see. Is it IJ Gatewood? Your email at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. I can go ahead and send you some, information as well as, what we need. To move forward to get an approval. But I can have an answer for you, by this week. And that way, I can see exactly what you're approved for as far as rates. And as far as rates, it's a fixed, cost because it is generally the terms range from 3 months to 3 years being the longest term. So it is short term, so they don't give you like an APR. It's generally right. like a fixed cost. So like let's say you took the $20,000 and you had like a 2-year term, you know, and let's say they charge you like 10 cents on the dollar.
Uh-huh.
You know, so basically, you know, you pay back the $20,000, you pay $22,000 back in full.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it's just $2,000 interest. So basically, if you do the APR, it'd be like a 5%. But if you qualify for the 3-year term, you know, it's like 3%. So there's definitely like a lot of options there. But it is kind of confusing to business owners because it is a fixed cost. So
right.
it's not going to APR compound against you. It's very transparent, and a lot of companies like it because they can, you know, put it into their everyday business, plans, and it's their budgets basically. So.
Uh huh. Yes.
And
okay.
also, yeah, same thing with the backhoe. If you guys had that estimated around 45 to 50,000, the cost, and then I can get an answer for you, you know, by this week, and that way you can see that you're, you know, approved with us for that amount, and it definitely helps in shopping, you know, have an idea.
Right.
And have you guys gone through Wells Fargo for that as well? Is that the 10% you're like on the?
Asked them because we were not too happy with their service.
So we
kind of have been going around that and trying to, you know, kind of like maybe even in the near future transferring banks is what we were thinking about.
Right. And that's with us, we're a non-depository bank. You know, we just do the equipment financing and working capital. Yeah, that's why we're not trying to like ruin any relationships that you did have over there. Is there anyone else that you're, you know, like have you tried
another bank? We haven't.
No.
You guys sent that letter to us in the mail. We're kind of like, maybe we should call and see what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, definitely we're very competitive, you know, on the equipment and capital side. And, you know, definitely like to help you out and see if we can get something going for you guys.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I will look forward to getting your email, and we'll read up about that and then give you a call back.
All right, sounds good. And what would be a good time to follow up with you, Ivana?
Well, I usually don't get home till around 5.
Okay.
So, and Jackie's in and out, my husband's in and out all day, so you're
okay.
It's hit if he's here. But I know that I'm usually home after 5, and so you can give me a call here at home.
Okay.
All right.
Well, sounds good. And would you like to give you a call by the end of the week or?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And if you do have any, you know, questions or anything, feel free to reach out. And that is my direct line that I gave you. So yeah, I'd be happy to help you with anything.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. It was good talking with you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks. Bye bye.